Now we have a piece entitled Woman Bears Her Scars in documentary on genetic cancer. A cancer survivor has shown her scars in a Channel 4 documentary fronted by an Oxford University professor. Ella Hines, age 27, from Wantage, has twice faced cancer due to a rare genetic fault and has now bared her scars on national television. Ms. Hines appeared on Channel 4 series Cancer Detectives Finding the Cures, available on the channel's F4OD streaming service, to highlight the need for more life-saving breakthroughs. She was diagnosed at 9 months old, and again at 23, something she reveals in the show fronted by Professor of Experimental Oncology, Sarah Blagden, at Oxford University. The scientist believes hope is where research starts and is currently running a cancer research UK-supported clinical trial for people with Li-Fraumeni syndrome, LFS. They have a 70 to 90% chance of developing cancer in their lifetimes, as they have a defect in their TP53 gene, meaning their bodies struggle to suppress tumours. Ms. Hines said, "Living with Li-Fraumeni syndrome means cancer is always in the back of my mind. A lot of people have been told it's basically a death sentence. I think of it every day and I'm scared that it could shorten my life." Ms. Hines is taking part in the MILI trial run by Professor Blagden, which is looking at whether the common diabetes drug metformin can delay or prevent cancers in people with LFS. The academic said that she first met people with the syndrome around 8 years ago. She said, "I was invited to an LFS meeting in London and heard from parents about how their children dealt with but eventually died from the condition. I came out of the meeting feeling terribly upset and vowed to try and do something to help." The study has been funded by the National Institute for Health and Care Research and the Medical Research Council, with additional support from Cancer Research UK, with participants donating blood samples once a year. The Channel 4 documentary has given Ms. Hines the chance to highlight the condition and tell her story. She said, "The longer I've had the scars, the more accepting I am of them. And they're a representation of how strong my body is and what it's been through. When I was 9 months old, I had a tumour the size of a tennis ball in my adrenal gland. I was so tiny, but needed a large incision, that the scar has grown." Ms. Hines said it was only later that she was told she had LFS, and considering the likelihood of developing cancer, she decided to have preventative mastectomy. "Before I had a chance to stop any tumours developing," she said, "my doctor discovered I already had the disease." She subsequently has 6 rounds of chemotherapy as well as other treatment. Ms. Hines called the research very reassuring. She said, "I hope these findings can really make a difference and mean that people in the future no longer even need preventative surgeries and can take preventative drugs or vaccines instead." This article is accompanied by 2 photographs of Ms. Hines, one at which she's attached to medical drips and showing her scars, and a second one with her smiling happily.